23 stories, one for each of the 23 subway lines, from the one train to the Z train.
Last stop on the Z train.
And other fantastic stories to read while riding the train.
Stories by Jason Storbakken. Paintings by Pai Roche Pachet Metakul.
The Case of the Mystery Liquid. New Yorkers aren't afraid of much, but they do have a few fears. Recently, there was a poll on Twitter that ranked the top fears of New Yorkers. Here are the top five. The first, pushed on the subway track. The second, falling through a sidewalk, right? Three, bed bugs. Four, toilet rat. And the fifth, subway mystery liquid. Subway mystery liquid. That drip-dropping, mysterious fluid that falls from the subway ceiling, settles on the platform, and drips onto the track or dissipates into the subway air. There was a never-ceasing drip of this liquid at the 4-train stop at the 125th Street station. Most people knew to steer clear of the drip, but Ezzy Hogan had just moved to Harlem from the Bronx. One day, while she was waiting for the train to visit friends in her old neighborhood, she happened to be standing directly under the spot where the mystery liquid falls. And a drop of that strange goo fell onto page 52 of her favorite book, The House on Mango Street. The liquid landed in the center of the page where it read, "Engine, engine number 9 running down Chicago line. If the train runs off the track, do you want your money back?" As he examined her book, the word Chicago was covered by the murky goo. As he did not know where the drop came from, so she looked around, and just as she looked up, the next drop fell from the subway ceiling directly toward Ezzy's face. Julio, a boy a few years younger than Ezzy, grabbed her by the sleeve and pulled her from the falling droplet of goo. "Get your hands off me," insisted Ezzy. "I just saved your life," said Julio. He pointed to where Ezzy had been standing, and she saw a very small puddle of green goo. "Thank you," she said reluctantly. "My name is Julio. Julio Colon. I'm an amateur detective, and I'm currently on the case of the mystery liquid." As he laughed. "You might laugh," said Julio. "But a single drop of that mystery liquid landed on mi abuela's eyebrows, and now she has no eyebrows. Would you like to help me?" Ezzy was intrigued. She decided to delay her trip to her old neighborhood and help crack the case. He told her to stand back and observe the mystery liquid. It slowly dripped. Harlem natives knew to avoid the mystery liquid. It was uneventful until a family of lost tourists arrived on the platform and stood directly beneath the dripping goo. Ezio and Julio observed. Julio opened his writing pad and described the family, the location where they stood, and the frequency of the drips. Every 8 seconds. The goo dripped directly onto the father's baseball cap as he read the subway map. The father readjusted, and a drop of goo landed on the map. The curious father looked around for the source of the mystery liquid, and just as he looked up toward the ceiling, mouth wide open, a drop of goo dripped directly into his mouth. "Ugh!" the father gurgled, shouted. "What's wrong?" asked Mrs. Miller. Noticing the goo that settled on his cap, he shook it off and inadvertently sprayed the goo all over his family's brightly colored shirts. The family erupted into a frantic mess. "I think we've seen enough," Let's go to mi abuela's apartment for churros, said Julio. How can you think about eating at a time like this, said Ezzy. We need to question your abuela about her missing eyebrows and the mystery liquid. When they entered his abuela's apartment, they saw her sitting at the kitchen table, drinking Cafe Bustelo, and looking into a magnifying mirror as she carefully plucked her eyebrows. What are you doing? Asked Julio. Making myself presentable, said Abuela. Mr. Santiago from 1A has asked me to join him for dinner this evening. It looks like the mystery liquid has nothing to do with your abuela's missing eyebrows, said Ezzy. No, but we did crack the case, said Julio, as he opened his notebook and scratched out where he had written the case of the mystery liquid. In its place, he wrote, the case of the disappearing eyebrows. In all caps, next to it, he wrote, case closed.